Janet, I must say, we are both so proud of you.
So proud.
Thanks.
It's so brave what you're doing.
The courage, the strength.
Mum, Dad, I think you should get going.
We'll be thinking of you.
Two pairs of jeans. Two long-sleeve shirts. Two bars of chocolate.
We'd like to ask anyone who is not travelling on this service to please disembark immediately.
You will call us.
I'm going for 3 days.
Yes, but we worry.
I'll phone, all right?
Goodbye, darling. And be careful.
Get going, will you?
Oh, goodbye, Angel.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Janet!
Mum!
What time will you call? In case we go out.
Three T-shirts, five pairs of knickers, five pairs of socks... two bars of chocolate.
Where's Brazil Plastics Trading, anyone?
$59 heading south.
And where are you going, Mike?
Get him a coat, heading north.
What, half day?
My book's flat. I'm done. Gonna spend some time with the girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know you were seeing anyone.
I'm not.
You're a very odd man.
Leggings, scarf, bras, wash bag,
Deborah,
woolly hat.
You wanna miss your weekend?
Yes. Coming! And two bars of chocolate. Here goes.
There's a lot resting on our shoulders, Helen. This is the first of its kind in the UK.
Yes, so you keep telling me, Graham.
I'm serious. Singles outdoor activity weekends, 10 a penny. Jewish singles outdoor activity weekends,
never been done before.
Yes, well, that's why everything's got to be spot on, including my sister's cooking. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yes, Mother. What is this?
This is an army harness zip line.
In English?
Right, you climb up onto that platform, grab hold of the bar and let yourself go. Watch.
Well, why would anybody want to do that?
It's an activity, Helen.
Well, and they're going to go for all this stuff, are they?
We had over 200 applicants.
Yes, thanks to your very ambiguous advert. Actively seeking someone? Question mark?
It says active.
Yes, but it doesn't say activity. These people want to meet someone over a romantic candlelit dinner, Grey, not a 40-foot precipice.
This is fun, Helen. Look and learn. How about that?
Spectacular.
So, we all set for our welcome dinner?
Yes, the chickens are actively roasting as we speak.
I'm sorry, but you were given ample warning.
Ample warning? You mumbled something over your speaker, blew a whistle and we were off. Ample warning.
You're going to have to pay the full fare or we'll have somebody meet you at the next stop, sir.
Oh, like a taxi service?
No, madam, like the police.
Don't you threaten us.
Hello, this is the London to Glasgow 1425 service. Could you arrange for Transport Police to please...
Oh, stop it. Here, I'll pay. Take this, it's Visa.
Beryl, you put that away.
Dad.
Cancel that, Northampton. The situation seems to have been rectified.
I shall be speaking to your superior about this.
And will that be single or return?
Return, please. Might be quite nice. Little adventure. We get to see where you're going, Janet.
Super.
What is it?
That garlic.
Yes, in the chicken stuffing.
It's burning my eyes. How much did you put in there?
I don't know. About 20 a chicken.
20? 20 what? Cloves? Bulbs?
Ooh, not sure. They were very small. Do you think there's too much? Nah, don't worry about it. I can scrape it out.
Oh, for goodness sake, Debs, dry your eyes. Your mascara's running. You look like Ozzy Osbourne.
Alice Cooper.
Yes, her as well.
I don't want to go.
You're 34, you live with your parents, and you've never had a serious relationship. You have to go. This might be your last chance to meet somebody. Ever. And put that chocolate away.
It's comforting.
I'm your comfort, and I don't give you spots.
No, ulcers.
That's nice.
Look, Bex, I've been on a million of these singles things. I'm not going to meet anybody. It's all right for you. You're thin, you're glamorous, you've got men chasing after you left, right and centre. Me, I'm an overweight nanny from North London.
Rubbish. Wilsdon's never North London.
even know why you bothered coming. You've got a boyfriend.
I'm here to support you, Debs.
And to flirt with anyone I might be interested in.
Don't be ridiculous. Have you seen the sort of people that go on these things?
Next stop, Kendall Park. Kendall Park, your next stop.
I've no idea where you're going to stay.
We'll find somewhere.
Yes, the National Rail can foot the bill. Ample warning. One blow of a whistle. I'll give them ample warning.
Perhaps there's somewhere near the park where we can stay. You know, near to where you are.
Oh, please, no.
What's wrong? It'll be lovely. We can meet for lunch, can't we, Joseph? It'll be lovely. Be nice to see how you're getting along, you know, if you've found anyone suitable.
I found somebody suitable, Mum, remember? But you didn't approve.
Oh, let's not get into all that again.
Kendall Park. This is Kendall Park.
Well, this is us.
Here, let me help you with that.
I can manage. I'm not 90.
No, you're not.
I'm 81.
Yes, I know.
How? How do you know? Huh?
It says so here, on your application form.
Where did you get that from?
You sent it to us.
So what if I did?
This is the men's dorm, where you'll be sleeping. You're first here, so you get choice of bed. I suppose you'd like the bottom bunk.
What? Because I'm old, I can't climb? I'm not 90.
No, I wasn't...
I'll take the bottom bunk. So where are the activities?
I thought you might want to settle in.
I'm settled. Show me the river. I want a canoe.
Right here. Well, follow me.
Hello, campers. Yeah, well, hello and welcome. Welcome to Kendall Camp. Woo! My name's Helen and I'm your on-site cook. Woo! I'm the only one, so there's no danger of too many cooks spoiling the broth. Not that we're having any broth.
And you're no cook.
Yeah, shut up. Right, well, here's the man who put this exciting event together. It's my very talented brother, Graham.
Hello. Hi. I'm Graham Hill, camp coordinator. And I'm here to make sure everyone has the best possible time in Kendall.
Woo!
Many of you will have seen the various activities as you walked through the camp. And shortly, I'll be taking a register as to who wants to do what. Now, places for some will be limited, so...
Sorry, you said activities?
Oh, yes. We've got kayaking, rock climbing, army assault course with a zip line. That's where you stand on...
I didn't know we'd be doing activities.
I won't say I told you so.
No, yes. This is an activity weekend. You know, actively seeking someone.
Question mark.
I'm sorry, but I'm not doing activities. I've come here to be with my friend who wants to meet somebody.
Shut up, Rebecca.
Guess that's you, then.
She's such an idiot.
Well, hello, friend of the idiot. I'm Michael.
Oh, sorry. I'm Deborah. Debs.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Can I just say the activities aren't compulsory, but you will find they are an excellent bonding tool. What say we all freshen up for dinner and I'll have a wander about and see who wants to do what. Thank you.
Who wants to do what? I don't want to do anything.
But he said it wasn't compulsory.
I mean, I didn't pay good money to run around like a stormtrooper for the weekend.
You didn't pay anything. Your dad did.
That's not the point.
And who might this be? Oh, this is a...
Hi, I'm Michael.
Hello. Hi, I'm Rebecca. Pleased to meet you.
Yes, you too.
What is it that you do then? You know, for a living?
Me? Oh, I work in the city.
What? London?
Yes, I've been there.
Amazing. Me too. Spooky weird, don't you think?
Yeah, terrifying.
Well, you seem pretty normal.
Sorry about that.
What brings you here? Same as me, I suppose.
Sorry, how do you mean?
Escorting a friend, keeping a watchful eye?
No, actually, I'm here to meet someone.
Who's that then?
No, someone. To go out with?
Huh?
A girlfriend?
Yeah, seriously though.
Hello. Hi, I'm Graham. Hi.
Hi, I'm Janet. Janet Levine.
No. Please sit down. So, anything grab you?
If they do, they'll have me to answer to.
Sorry?
Beryl Levine, Janet's mother. This is her father, Joseph.
Yeah.
We only want the best for our daughter.
Mum.
These are your parents?
There was a mix-up on the train.
A mix-up? She calls it a mix-up?
We wanted to get her settled in. You know what it's like. Have you got children?
No.
Oh? Really?
A mix-up? Hostage situation, mister. That's what it was.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, we weren't going to stay. We're not single. We're married.
I'll see you on the train Sunday. Well, unless you want to head home sooner. I don't mind.
Nope, Sunday. We'll see you Sunday.
You have to leave. Heaven forbid, 2 minutes with your own daughter.
Debs. Debs, he's coming over. That Graham bloke. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not here to be active. And how the hell does kayaking bring you closer to discovering your future partner? Closer to discovering death, more like. You're very quiet. What's up with you?
I'm sorry, but you stink of garlic.
Where does it say I can't do more than three activities, huh? Show me where.
Nowhere, Mr. Gruber. I just think a man of your age...
A man of my age? I'm 81. I'm not 90.
Fine, I'll put you down for the assault course challenge.
And the rock climbing? Is that full up yet?
No.
Then put me down for that too.
Right.
What about the potholing? I never did the potholing. Put me down for the potholing.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Absolutely sure. You only live once. And abseiling?
Full up.
Put me down, in case anyone drops out. You want a mint?
No, thanks.
No, I'm telling you, you want a mint. You stink of garlic.
Debs! You asleep? You asleep, Debs? What do you want? Look, I'm sorry, what are you doing?
Eating chocolate and don't start.
Debs!
You ate my toothpaste.
You said I stunk of garlic.
The whole tube?
I had to be sure.
You ate the lot. What was wrong with your toothpaste?
It's not very minty. Debs! Mind out the way. I'm coming down.
I'm sorry about eating your toothpaste.
What do you care how your breath smells? I mean, thought you weren't interested in meeting anybody.
Well, that's just it. Darren and I, we split up. I'm back on the scene.
What?
He dumped me. Can you believe that?
He dumped me?
Said I showed no interest in him or his feelings. Said I was totally self-obsessed.
Me? Self-obsessed?
So I thought, to hell with him. I'm off on a singles weekend. I told him I was going. You know, just to make him jealous. And so now I'm here, and I really think I like that bloke. You know, the one you were talking to. Mick.
Mike?
Mike.
There's a surprise.
And I can sort of tell he likes me.
Well, how can you tell?
Oh, it's just one of those things. You know. Actually, you won't know. See, when you get a lot of attention from men, you start to pick up the signals.
Sorry, could you keep the noise down, please?
What's your problem?
It's 2:45. I'm trying to sleep.
Beauty sleep, is it? Better have a long lie-in, love. Can you believe that girl, Debs?
Good night, Bex.
Here, pass me some chocolate. I'm bloody starving.
Morning. Oh, sorry. Caught you with a mouthful of cornflakes.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I'm so sorry. Mike, isn't it?
Mike, Mick, Michael, Mickey. Do you mind if I join you?
Oh, please.
Actually, Mickey really winds me up. Any of the others, absolutely fine.
I'll try and remember.
Your guardian angel still in bed?
Who? What? Oh, Bex? No. No, she's rifling through wash bags seeking out toothpaste. Reckon she's still got garlic breath.
I'll alert all single vampires.
Morning. Hi.
You smell minty.
Thanks. So what's happening?
We were just having breakfast.
Great, I'll join you.
I think it's just finished.
Oh, right. So what now?
Activities, I guess.
Please, can you believe they actually expect us to do all that stuff? It's insane.
Oops, I've just signed us up for the potholing.
Potholing? What's that?
I think it's crawling through a hole on your hands and knees.
Gross. Yeah, right, that is so me. I mean, these nails won't tolerate that kind of abuse. So what are you going to do? Just chill?
No, actually, I'm down for the potholing.
Could always borrow some gloves, I suppose. Debs, you want to tag along?
Oh, if you really don't mind.
I'll see you there.
See you at the pothole, Mick.
Don't forget your gloves.
Thanks. Darren is so history. Wonder what Mick does.
You know, for a living. In the city, I mean. It is Mick, isn't it?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. No, I think he prefers Mickey.
All right, everyone through? Good. Well, well done. Well, you've now successfully crawled your way into one of the many caves way beneath the surface of the earth. Look up, and the lamp on your helmet will help you pick out the awesome beauty of this spectacular structure. It's breathtaking, isn't it?
Breathtaking? Crawling through that hole? That's breathtaking. I'm shagged. I need a coffee.
When you think the beauty of this subterranean world was formed over 3 million years ago.
Oh, boy, that's old.
Some of these caves have been subject to stacking of waste rock known as deads above the wooden stakes known as stemples.
I'm impressed, Graham. You really know your stuff.
No, not really. I'm reading off a booklet from Tourist Information.
I'll keep stum.
Is there not like a cafe down here or something?
And though the deads calcify together, these temples often rot, making the whole area completely unstable. Right, shall we move on?
What?
Move on, you know, to the next bit.
What are you on about? You said the whole place was unstable.
No, that's caves generally. I didn't specify this one specifically.
I've got to get out.
You can't go back that way, it's uphill. What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm hyperventilating.
Can you smell minty garlic?
Don't be mean.
There's a map of the caves in here somewhere.
This better not take long. I'm rock climbing at 6.
There isn't going to be any rock climbing. We're all going to die.
Not before the rock climbing.
Please, relax. There's a map in here somewhere. You're here. What the hell's this? It's all lines and numbers.
Mind if I take a look?
Oh, thanks.
Are you okay?
Never felt better. Want some chocolate?
Wouldn't mind.
It's comforting, you know, in times of crisis.
We'll be fine. Best things to stay calm.
Kind of like my friend's doing.
Oh, this is insane. Look what the damp air's done to my hair. It's completely frizzed up.
Oh, anyone got the hair straighteners?
Oh, it's the big mouth from last night.
Hey, lady, I'm not the one with the big mouth.
What's that supposed to mean?
Practically the entire dorm had to listen to your drivel about some bloke dumping you.
Look, maybe, perhaps we should all settle down a bit. Noise and vibrations can trigger movement.
He never dumped me. I finished with him.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't listen to her, Mickey. Look, you've started me off again.
Here you go, Graham. That's the tunnel you want.
Thanks. OK, everybody, follow me. This way. Once you're in, pass the rope through your belt harness.
After you.
Ladies first.
Sure.
I insist.
Please, would you keep the flirting for upstairs? I'm behind schedule.
Sorry. After you, sir.
Don't be cheeky, just because I'm 81.
OK, folks, time for a roll call.
Roll call? Are we back in Sunday school? Let's just keep moving, huh?
Better safe than sorry.
I'm neither right now.
Janet Levine.
Here.
Susan Shapiro.
Here.
Rebecca Davis.
Here.
Herbert Gruber. Herbert Gruber.
What does he want?
Just say here.
What? What for? He knows I'm here. What do I need to say here for?
He's here.
Deborah Lehrer.
Here.
Where else am I going to be? The Gaza Strip?
And Michael Levinson.
Here.
Very good. Everyone's here. OK, folks, get ready to breathe in. We've got a sticky outfit coming up.
Graham.
Yes?
You've never done this before, have you?
What makes you say that?
Sticky outfit?
Well, no point in confusing them with technical terminology.
And what is the technical terminology?
Don't know. It's on the leaflet in my pocket. And breathe in.
That's inhale, yeah?
Yeah, I did a course. I know all the essentials, so you can relax, all right?
All right. But I must ask.
As long as it isn't technical.
What's a nice Jewish boy like you?
Oh, no. No, not that.
All right, then. What's the history of the formation of these potholes and how did the caves come to be?
Me and Helen, we've been on a fair few of these singles things. Bridge nights, Scrabble weekends. They're also, well, inactive. Sitting down the whole time. So I thought, I need to be entertained. You know, why not
drag a load of Jewish people through a muddy tunnel?
Can I finish?
Sorry.
So I thought an activity weekend.
So is this going to be the first of many? New venture?
You've got to be kidding. First and last. Everyone's moaning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the view.
Don't be rude.
I was talking about the pothole. It's an amazing structure.
Yeah, it's a pothole.
How come you ended up here?
Here?
Yeah, here.
I don't know. Potholing. Potholes seem like the ideal place.
I meant on a singles weekend, and don't be sarcastic.
I'm single.
So you've never met anyone on one of these things?
Oh, sure, yeah. Met loads of people. No one I wanted to go out with, though.
But you keep coming back.
Yeah, well, it's quite therapeutic. I meet a lot of like-minded people. No expectations, no disappointments. It's comforting. Chocolate?
No, thanks. Oh, well.
What?
I must be in the minority, then.
How do you mean?
I meant what I said to Rebecca. I am interested in meeting someone.
I gave all that up a long time ago. I enjoy the single life. I can do what I want. I can come and go as I please. No one to answer to. No one to row with.
You make it sound so perfectly miserable.
What about you? Is being single really so terrible?
Oh, completely.
Well, there you go.
Must admit, my Scrabble's improved.
Bridge?
Second in the league.
I rest my case.
But being single is not all about Scrabble and Bridge, Debs.
Nope. There's internet solitaire.
There comes a time in your life, in everyone's life, when you've got to move on.
I can't.
I'm serious.
So am I. I'm stuck.
Who's stuck back there? Quit pulling the rope.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm a bit sort of jammed in at the sticky out bit. I'm sure I can wriggle through or something.
I don't believe this.
What's going on back there?
It's Deborah. She's stuck.
So what now?
Give it a minute. I'm sure she'll wriggle through.
You know, it's quite exciting, all this.
Oh, well, we aim to please. We've got an avalanche at 8.
No. I mean, everyone together like this.
You have been single a while.
Not really. I was living with this bloke for about 5 years. Apparently we weren't compatible.
What, he didn't have your hunger for natural or man-made disasters?
We weren't compatible as far as my parents were concerned.
Let me guess. He wasn't Jewish.
You're psychic. Anyway, they kept going on and on about me meeting somebody appropriate, how I'd be happier in the long run. They wouldn't even acknowledge him, you know. It's like he wasn't there. They'd phone the house, his house. He'd answer the phone and my dad would just ignore him and start talking like he was speaking into an answering machine.
Is that when you two split up?
No, it was when they started hand-delivering brochures for Jewish singles weekends. I miss him.
Chocolate?
Oh, yes, please. So anyway, I started leafing through these leaflet things and, well, this is like the third one I've been on and, well, it's great. I guess what I'm saying is, I believe there is someone else out there for me. There's someone out there for everyone. Out there, in here.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think you should think the same, that's all. If you're looking for someone, I mean. I don't know if you are. You might not be. What I mean is... I don't know what I mean. Forget it. Has she got free yet, or what?
Janet! Janet, darling!
Oh, no.
Janet!
Oh, please, no.
Janet! Where are you?
It is. It's her.
It's who?
I'm sorry, Graham. It's my mother. She's in the cave.
Sweetheart! Where are you?
Joseph, will you help me look already?
I think I slipped a disc coming down the chute.
Janet!
Joe, look. I see footprints.
Mazel tov.
Look. Boots, 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 and stilettos. Look, they lead to this tunnel.
Hello?
Deborah?
Yes?
Listen, we're nearly out. I need you to stay where you are.
I can do that.
Mike?
Yeah?
Take the rope out of your belt buckle and tie it round Deborah's waist nice and tight.
Gotcha.
We're all going to pull you out of here in no time.
Excuse me, Debs.
I'm so sorry, Michael. I said you should have gone on ahead.
Stay calm.
Want some chocolate?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm Michael.
I'm Mrs. Levine. Beryl. Beryl Levine.
Pleased to meet you, Beryl. I'd shake you by the hand, but I'm a little bit busy right now.
Have you seen our daughter Janet? Tall girl, blonde hair, big teeth, single.
Yes, I think she's up front. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but my friend here is stuck.
Hiya.
They're going to try and pull her out.
What's going on?
Oh, fella here, Michael, he's tying a rope round this young lady's waist and they're going to try and pull her out. I think it's one of the activities. So, are you two an item?
I'm sorry? No, but look...
My daughter was hoping to meet someone. You wouldn't know if she's met anyone yet.
No, there, how's that, secure?
Yeah, I guess, thanks.
She was with this chap, but he wasn't appropriate. So what do you do?
Me? I'm a male escort.
That's nice. Busy?
I'm ever so sorry about all this.
Don't apologise, it's not your fault.
Of course it is. Everyone else got through okay. It's just Fatty that can't make it.
You're not fat.
What am I then? Big boned?
You're great.
Don't do that. Don't pity me. Do anything but don't do that.
I'm not pitying you. I'm telling you, I think you're great. Admittedly, I'd rather be telling this to your face, but I think you're great.
Okay, stop. You do know this is lack of oxygen talking.
Joe, fella here, he says he's a male escort.
Very good. If we could move it, please.
OK, everybody, grab a length, dig your heels and pull. And pull. Pull.
I'm just not shifting. It feels like my arms are being pulled out of their sockets.
Forgive me for being forward, but would you like a helping hand or two?
Oh, go on then.
Come on, everybody. Dig in. And one, two, three. Heave! Come on, that's it. She's moving. Again, and heave! One, two, three. Heave! Once more. One, two, three.
What can I say, everybody? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah.
For what? For making these delicious chocolate cornflake cakes for everyone.
Oh, it was nothing.
Well, I couldn't have made them.
Not without the garlic.
It was the least I could do after you lot rescued me. What was I going to do with 60 bars of chocolate anyway? Eat them? I don't think so.
Hey, thank you for helping to rescue Deborah, Mickey.
My pleasure.
You really are the perfect gentleman. I said to Deb she shouldn't have signed up for the potholing, but she wouldn't listen. She's stubborn. But somehow you found the strength to push her through. Incredible. If it hadn't been for you, my best friend probably would have died in there. You're very brave. I can't believe you're single.
Well, now that you mention it...
Sorry?
Debs and I, we're thinking of maybe going out or something.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks. Yeah, we thought so.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a go. It might be nice to have someone to answer back to. Someone to row with.
No, really. Really great. I'm happy for you both.
Thanks.
Really happy.
Thanks.
I've got a boyfriend. His name's Darren. You have to meet him.
I'm sorry you missed out on the rock climbing, Herb.
Don't worry. The tug of war was a nice surprise.
Excuse me, Mr. Hill. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Mrs. Levine, I thought you'd gone. How's your husband?
Oh, I left Joe in casualty. That hot polling business, it was all too much for him. He'll survive. But listen, I got back here just as fast as I could. I have to ask you something, Mr. Hill.
Yes?
I was wondering if perhaps there was anything happening for you, you know, on the social front. You know, you're dating, courting, what is it they say, seeing anybody? It's just my daughter, Janet. She's unattached at the moment. She was seeing this fella, he wasn't appropriate, and, I don't know, you seem so nice.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Levine, but, no, I'm not seeing anyone at the moment.
Perfect. Where do you live? We'll make dinner. Stay if you like, there's plenty of room. Do you eat fish?
No, that's very kind. But I happen to be gay.
Oh. Don't worry. People change. What sort of fish do you like?
Whole Lot of Love by Mark Meyer and Daniel Meyer starred Rebecca Front, David DeKaiser, Tilly Vosborough, Daniela Denby-Ash, Mark Meyer, Daniel Meyer, David Gillespie, Tracy Ann Oberman, Deborah Tammer and Steve Jameson. The producer was Claire Bartlett and the executive producer was Alex Walsh-Taylor.